Today's episode of the Roast of Your Teenage Self podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Big shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. BetterHelp supports your mental health goals every step of the way, and don't we love that? Listeners, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/teenageself. That's betterhelp.com/teenageself for 10% off your first month.
Yes.
Oh my God. We had like a 10:45 lunch at one point.
I was just about to ask, did you have an absurdly early lunch? 10:30 yes. In the morning.
What's wrong with them? 10:30
in the morning. It's not okay.
No, because then you get home and you're hungry and your mom's like, I don't want you to ruin dinner. And it's like, lady, I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Hello, everyone. It is your roast coming queen here, just popping in to remind you to what? Get tickets for our live show. The next one is coming up November 27th at Union Hall. It's at 7 p.m. It's going to be so good. We've got a great lineup. Get your tickets. That's all. Bye. Hello and welcome to the Roast of Your Teenage Self podcast. I am your host, your roast coming queen, a girl who loved to leave her angsty poetry around for her father to find, Elise Morales. And with us today, we have a very funny friend. She's hilarious stand-up who you've seen on Late Night with Stephen Colbert and warming up the crowd at Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. But before all of that, she was a graduate of Holy Cross High School. It's Samantha Ruddy.
Hello, it's true.
Hello.
I was a crusader.
Was that the mascot?
Oh, it sure was.
Wow. When I went to a weird Christian elementary school, we were the Crusaders.
And yeah, it's a classic Catholic school name.
Yeah, there's some controversy around that.
It's not great.
Do they still have it to this day?
Oh, yeah. It's weird because like it's not like it's this historical thing either. Mm-hmm. Like it was the Bruins when we were so we were two high schools that merged my sophomore year. And one of them was the Bruins and the other was the Knights. And then pretty inoffensive.
Yeah.
And then they made a new school in like 2008 and we're like, let's do something a little offensive.
What's a bear plus a knight? A crusader, I guess. But Holy Cross High School, were the two other high schools religious high schools that got mixed together, or how yes. did that work?
That would be so funny if a public school just got like sucked up into the Catholic diocese.
Yeah, I was like, Bruins is just so like typical that I'm like, wait. Two public schools became one really intense Catholic school. All right. Well, that's wonderful. I want to get into all of that, but before we do, I'm gonna kick us off with our first segment. This is a segment called Teen News, where I tell you about a teenager that I found in the news who's worthy of praise or an element of teen culture that I think we adults would find interesting. So here it goes. 17-year-old Grace Brumfield of Alabama posted a TikTok this week saying that she was shamed by adults via Facebook for her homecoming dress, which was inspired by Diana, Princess of Wales. This is her famous revenge dress, which was like a little black dress that Princess Diana wore famously for revenge. Anyway, Brumfield and her boyfriend took photos in a sunflower field that was a memorial for a peer who had died. And afterwards, her boyfriend's mom posted the homecoming photos into a Facebook group called Sunflowers and Daisies. That's where things get nasty. Anytime you bring in a Facebook group for something that should be nice.
It's gonna go bad.
It's going to go really bad. So the mom posts a photo of them in the Facebook group. She's like, look at my son and his girlfriend in this memorial garden. Parents start commenting, calling her trashy, nasty, inappropriate. Start saying all kinds of stuff about this girl. Now her TikTok about the experience has amassed over 10 million views and 2.5 million likes. So that's my question, I know. We talk a lot on this podcast about parents who are too in teenagers' business that need to take a step back and just not say anything.
Yeah, it's common.
It is. We had some like nosy parents at my school who really, I don't know what it is. I feel like it's a lot of like adult woman on young girl crime as well.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. You see that. Mom. You see that so much, especially, you know, who's the worst?
The
mom of someone's boyfriend.
Yeah. That's
like,
going to be
the mom
really
of the boyfriend
bad.
Is like, I've heard like mothers of sons say horrific things about teenage girls.
Yeah. It's really like, it's very weird when you see a mom who's like clearly emotionally invested beyond what's normal in like the social goings-ons of the teenagers in her life. Like my mom would be like, I hope everyone's being nice to you. Like,
have fun.
Oh, you have a boyfriend. Oh, you don't. But there are some who it's like, they would make it their business to really be in teenagers' lives. And that's the vibe I get from this. My question for you is, what is something that teen Samantha would like to have had avenged?
Teen Samantha.
In what way did she feel wronged ever?
You know, she wasn't particularly vengeful. Wasn't really a Kill Bill kind of kid. You know, one thing that always kind of stuck with me was one day walking home, not walking home, but like, you know, walking to the bus or whatever, minding my own business. And some kids who had a car drove by, yelled some mean things, thought about it a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And I know now that it's because they had a car and recognized me.
Absolutely.
Like, no, it wasn't personal. But
absolutely not. As a teen who used to yell things out of the car, it had never had anything to do with the person.
No. And I also yelled things out of cars. I was that kid sometimes. You know, sometimes you're the kid getting yelled at from a car. Other times you're the kid yelling from the car. It's just the
important
circle.
Important sage advice for any teens who are listening. You have both experiences in your lifetime. Life is a tapestry.
Yeah, but it always stuck with me, and I always wanted to slash their tires.
How old about was this?
I think what was particularly like pride hurting about it was, I think I was a junior when it happened, and the kids who did it were sophomores who had just gotten their licenses.
Oh,
and I was like, you don't yell at me.
Yeah, no. You can't be yelled at by an underclassman.
No.
On their learner's permit, not even supposed to have three people in the damn car.
I know. I should have called the police.
Exactly. But like, I just saw someone who was under the age of 17 with more than two people in the car.
Yeah. And they were very rude. So
that was a big to do. I remember like a lot of the parents were like really, really strict about it. And one time we lied to my friend Paul's mom, Beth, who I love. And we told her that Riley wasn't going to drive us home, but he actually was going to drive us home. And then Beth found out and she was like, I'm so disappointed that you guys would lie to me. And I was so sad. She was so pissed and she was so sad. And I was like, this is terrible.
You broke Beth's trust.
We broke Beth's trust and she let us know in the most sincere way possible that we fucked up.
It is so hard when an adult is upfront with you.
Like the times when an adult would treat you like an adult and it's like
awful.
It's like, oh my God, no, go back to treating me like a child. Just punish me and be mean to me. This like leveling with me and being like, you've done wrong today. I cannot handle.
You've broken my trust.
All right. That's our segment, Teen News. Now I want to get more into you. This is the first question we like to ask. So you're a graduate of Holy Cross High School. What flavor of high school is this? What is the vibe?
So I guess if I had to like sum it up, it was like relatively middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a private school, but not really a rich school.
Yeah.
A lot of public, it was weird. It was like a lot of kids who had strict parents and then a lot of kids who'd gotten kicked out of public school and couldn't go to another school. Mm-hmm. So that's a real interesting combo.
Yeah. The dichotomy of religious education, I feel like, is that.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely had kids who like couldn't hack it at the prep school and got kicked out or like got kicked out of public school.
Mm-hmm.
It's always funny when there's like a prep school and a Catholic school. Cause it's like, oh, that's for the religious kids who just aren't smart.
Today's episode of the Roast of Your Teenage Self podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, we talk a lot about people's mental health journeys on this podcast. It's pretty much the secondary subject of the podcast. And if you have things that are preventing you from achieving your goals or interfering with your happiness right now, you should check out betterhelp.com/teenage self. BetterHelp matches you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe, private environment so you can start communicating in under 48 hours. You can send a message to your counselor anytime and you will get you'll receive a thoughtly response back, a very brightly and thoughtly response. Sorry, y'all. And that's all without having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is great at facilitating therapeutic matches, and it is totally free to change therapists at any time. So, listeners, I want you to have a happier life today, okay? I want you to continue the mental health journey that you began as an adolescent. So, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/teenage self. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/teenage self. Exactly. They have to have some other weird reason to go to a different school that's not being really smart.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're either a dumbass or not rich enough. Okay.
Okay.
But still religious.
Okay. Did your parents come from like a Catholic school background? Like, is that why they sent you to one? How did you end up there?
Yeah, I went to the same high school as my mom.
Oh, wow. So were there any like remnants of your mom about the school?
Yeah. Yeah, I had some of the same teachers even.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom is a young mom.
Okay. I was like, how is the math going to math? But still, the teachers were probably old.
My mom actually got pregnant right after she graduated.
Right.
Not with me, with my older brother, but then she had me a few years later.
So did the teachers like compare you favorably or unfavorably to her?
You know, my mom was like very charismatic and likable, but also like just skipped all the time. Like she never went to school.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, when she was there, she was lovely, you know, and people liked her, but she just was not a school person.
Yeah. And were you a school person?
You know, she put a lot of pressure on me to be, because I think she was like, okay, well, I wasn't, so you should be.
And what were Teen Sam's favorite classes? Where are you excelling? Where are you a joy to have in class?
I don't think I was not necessarily a joy to have in class. Depending on whose class it was, I was a joy.
That's definitely very much how I was as well. Like, yeah. I cannot. And I mean, I'm kind of like that to this day. It's like, if I'm not interested, I'm not interested. And I can't even, like, I couldn't get myself. eventually, like, the pressure of wanting to go to college was enough to get me to, like, do stuff, but I really had a very hard time, like, doing homework for maths or sciences.
Yeah, I was really good for the English teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the same boat as you. I had a real blow off year my freshman year. I came from an elementary school that was not the best mm-hmm. compared to a lot of other kids, like pretty below average. And I kind of like, also it was very tiny. I had like 8 or 9 kids in my class at one point in 8th grade.
Was that a Catholic school yes. as well? Okay.
Yeah. It was one of the small feeder schools, but I was from like the more rural feeder school.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
what
other
state
ones,
is this, by the way? We're in Alabama. Oh, okay. Pennsylvania.
No, yeah, I'm from PA.
Wonderful.
Scranton area.
Okay. Okay. Everyone knows Scranton.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was from Scranton, and I was like from the more like backwoods elementary school mm-hmm. that like had less kids and less resources. And so I kind of got there, and even for my like very average high school, I was pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I was bright, but I was like just really lazy. And I was so yep. overwhelmed by like social stuff because I hadn't really had to worry about that much before, that like I kind of just got like a lot of C's and stuff my freshman year while in honors classes. And then like Same. All my friends got like in National Honor Society and all this stuff, and I didn't. And I was like, oh shit, I'm not like going to be able to go to a good college. So like after that, I kind of got it together sophomore and junior year.
I had basically the exact same journey where my freshman year, I was just like, whoa, yeah. I was not emotional. Even though I was coming from like a fairly big middle school where like most people fed in, I just, equilibrium was off. I was not yeah. feeling it. I did not like it. So I was getting C's, and I think I got like a D or something.
Yeah.
My grades were bad. And then all my friends were like really high achieving in school. So I got like a little bit of a complex being like, oh my God, I'm dumber than all my friends. Like they can't know. So I worked a little harder.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nothing will make you work harder than social pressure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where was Teen Sam finding her friends from? Were you got like extracurriculars, classes? Was it friends from a long time ago? Who was the crew?
So like I had a best friend who was like one of the other kids who came from my school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were friends all through high school. And we're still close. I went to his wedding a few weeks ago.
Oh, great.
Ago. Beautiful. But yeah, so, we had like a bunch of the kids in my honors classes I honestly just wound up hanging out with because mm-hmm. like I actually, if I think about it, some of my best friends to this day are just people who are alphabetically close to me and last name.
The thrill of like getting seated in a new class, I always remember.
Oh, God,
like
yeah.
being so excited for who would potentially sit near me. And like,
yeah,
I just always felt like M was such a fruitful place to be. You're right in the middle.
Yes.
You're surrounded. Kind of.
I'm an R and I loved being in the middle.
Yeah. It's like, you can get it really depending on how they organize the classroom. There's so many opportunities for you.
Truly. I used to sit, I mean, there was no rhyme or reason to it, you know, like a lot of the time I would sit next to my friend whose last name started with P, but like mm-hmm. sometimes in classes where there just weren't that many kids with middle last names, I would be sitting all the way up with the K's, you know, it was chaos.
Anything. And then it, depending on if the teacher also did, because sometimes I would have teachers do like an S, so mm-hmm. that you're sitting across from all kinds of people. I mean, it was a thrilling time. That like beginning of school energy, I wish that there was anything that could like, yeah, like I wish that I could get back to being like, oh my God, like who's gonna have their locker near me and who's in all my classes and how are we gonna sit and what are all the rules?
What lunch do you have?
Yes.
Oh my God, we had like a 10:45 lunch at one point.
I was just about to ask, did you have an absurdly early lunch? 10:30 in the morning.
What's wrong with them?
10:30 in the morning. It's not okay.
No, because then you get home and you're hungry and your mom's like, I don't want you to ruin dinner. And it's like, lady, I haven't eaten in 3 days.
It's truly wild because it could also run the gamut where like you couldn't train your body to eat at a certain time either, because you could have the 10:30 lunch one day and then you could have the 1:15 the next. And so
I swear to God, I lost weight my sophomore year.
I feel like my body like was just always like my blood sugar and like everything was just like rapidly going up and down. I talk all the time on this podcast about how every morning I would get a full sugar Coke and drink it at 7:30 a.m.
I remember talking about that kid.
Being like, what is wrong with him?
Why the hell is Kevin drinking a full Coke in homeroom?
I did it every day. And it was not good. It was not good. I was always like up and then crashing so hard.
Picturing like baby Elise just like tweaking out in homeroom on cocaine. But
it was that was it. Did you bring lunch from home or did you eat at the school?
Kind of a combo. Just depending on how, like, my mom made my lunch. I was super spoiled. So, like, if she felt like making my lunch, she would make my lunch. Otherwise, I would get pizza.
Did your school, since it was a private school, did it have, like, fancy lunches? Or were you...
No. It was, like, my friend's mom. It was literally just my friend's mom in a kitchen. Like, I swear. And she's just, like, I saw her the other day, like... She would literally just cook like so many French fries and so many things of pizza. And then there was a special every day. And it was like usually like a McRib kind of thing. Yeah. I think everyone, or like a chicken patty if we were lucky.
Chicken patty was always a good day. I always enjoyed the chicken patty. The McRib I stayed away from at our school. I don't know what your McRib was like, but I didn't. There was something about the sauce that kept me away.
I see it. I like the sauce. It's, you know, it takes me out of the day for a little bit. Gives me something else to think about.
Moving on from lunchtime to the other parts of the day.
I could talk lunch all day.
Were you a sports kid, extracurriculars, theater? What was the added parts of your teen resume?
I desperately wanted to find something I was good at and I could not. I tried softball. I wasn't good at it. Mm-hmm. I did the school play 1 year and I got put in the chorus, and then I did next year, The Secret Garden.
Okay.
And then I did it the next year. I auditioned for Grease. I got put in the chorus again and I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
So I quit that, and then I played guitar in a cover band with some of my friends.
What was the band? Did you have a name?
We didn't have a name. We just played Blink-182 and Green Day songs.
Incredible.
We played the school talent shows and stuff. Every now and then we'd get like a 4th of July party.
I wanted to be in a band so bad, and we would like keep trying to do it, but we never. We should have just played covers, but we kept trying to write our own songs and none of us knew how. And like, they would just sound like a jumbled jam. Like, I was the bass player and I couldn't keep time. And we didn't really understand how to like put things together to make a song. But we said we were a band, and our band was called Sitting Walrus, and we were a ska band.
You guys were a ska band?
Technically, we didn't make any songs. I loved ska.
I was so obsessed with ska music in high school. I used to go to Less Than Jake concerts all the time.
I think that it should come back. And I think that it will, because pop punk is like back.
It's back.
You can, like, with Olivia Rodrigo, I would say it's fully back with the Paramore of it all. But like, I think that ska is the next.
I hope so.
I know. The Bouncing Souls I loved. I loved Real Big Fish.
Yeah, I was trying to find this one picture for you, actually, of me in a Real Big Fish shirt.
Wow.
I couldn't find it, though.
The Mad Caddies were ones that were, like, pirate-themed.
I liked them. Yeah. Yeah, I got really lucky. I don't know, like, what I did to deserve this, but there was a small independent music venue about a mile from my house. And like I said, I kind of lived in the backwoods area, so it made no sense. But like people from 20 minutes down the road, like where my school was, would like come up to me to like go to concerts. Like Big D and the Kids Table used to play there. It was a lot of
fun. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I feel like ska, there was like such a like silly lightness to ska. Like there were so many like themed bands and like
the Aquabats.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You could just be like a silly band that like wore a costume and was like, boop, ba doop, ba doop. This is a song about dirt. And like,
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I think that it harkens back to a joy that perhaps we've lost in our society.
I agree. I think
to come back.
I think, the only thing is I feel like ska should have came back before pop punk.
Yeah.
Like the timeline was like real punk and then ska punk and then pop punk and then emo happened. And I feel like we just skipped right back to pop punk and emo again. I feel like ska missed this window.
I know, but I think that Gen Z is leading the charge and like they're nostalgic for pop punk and emo because that's like when they were little tiny tots.
They were babies. Yeah.
So they might be regressing the other way. Like now they're going to have to dig deeper and be like, okay, I've gone through all the old pop punk and emo. What's next?
What was big in 1997?
You will get to ska.
Yeah.
I had a pair of, well, so I had a Vans checkerboard skirt that I would pair with just checkerboard Vans.
Love that.
Go to concerts and just be skanking.
Look at
dancing.
You.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Did you go to Warped Tour?
Mm-hmm, I did. Yeah, I went in 2003, I think.
Oh, that's before my time. I don't think I was allowed to go yet in 2003.
I was in eighth grade, so I was like a little young for it. Like I got a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But God, I felt cool. It was the coolest I had ever felt in my life.
Yeah, that's what, who was there that year?
Taking Back Sunday, I remember very specifically because I got really hot during their set and they had to take, I had to go home. I had to call my mom and I was like, it's time to go. I need you to pick me up. I'm dehydrated. I remember NoFX was there. The Bouncing Souls were there. The Dropkick Murphys, you know, that like enclave of like Irish bands.
Yeah.
They were all there.
They shipped up to Boston.
Yeah. And I remember, I just remember being like so enamored with everything that I saw and all of these and like being scared and titillated all at the same time. It was like the most incredible experience of my life.
Yeah. I went in eighth grade for the first time too.
So what year was eighth grade for you? Who did you see?
It was 07, I think. Or no, 06.
06. Great.
And I saw, that was a year with My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy in the starting line, I think. It was very fun.
Oh my God. I never saw My Chemical Romance and I would kill to see My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, they were good. I enjoyed it. I liked them a lot more than Fall Out Boy. And so I always kind of in my head thought of Fall Out Boy as like not very good live. But I just saw them again. I went to the Hella Mega Tour and I saw them with Green Day and Weezer a few months ago and they were great.
Amazing.
They were really good.
It is funny when you like,
I guess they got good over the course of 15 years.
Well, also when you get an opinion as like a teenager that you like never examine again.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're just like, Fall Out Boy is bad live. Done.
Yeah. They're like fine on the album, but.
But they're bad live. That's also a very like an opinion that I would want to be able to say as a teenager.
Like, oh, yeah. That's like, that is like an opinion that's like, it's not black and white. Okay. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying they can't play their instruments.
I was always trying to come up with something to fucking say and I never had anything to say. All right. So more questions about Teen Sam dating at this time. Where are we at dating girls, dating boys, dating anyone, dating no one?
Yeah. So I had a boyfriend in eighth grade. I had like one really serious boyfriend. And at the very beginning in ninth grade, there was a guy from the local public school that I like went to a dance with. And then I just kind of quickly realized I wasn't very interested in boys. Mm-hmm. And it didn't click that I was interested in girls, but I spent most of high school pretty asexual.
Yeah. Did you just, was it, intense friendships in place yes. of crushes?
Yep. Extremely scenario? Intense friendships.
Yeah. Sophie Santos talked about a similar scenario.
Oh yeah. I should talk to her about it. Yeah. Like, I really didn't think about my sexuality at all. Until senior year, I started to figure it out, but like most of freshman year and then all of sophomore and junior year, like I had these really intense friendships that would like really fuck me up and like make me like overthink everything. And like, that was what I spent all my time on. And
it's like, that's a crush.
Yeah.
Like you want to grab her and be like, baby, that's a crush.
Yeah.
You're crushing. You just had a crush
on your friend.
Yeah. Cause that's how I would describe all of my crushes, was just like a very intense attachment that like took up so much of my mental energy, and I would always be thinking about them. Always looking at my little phone.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, check in the MySpace. See if you're still in the top eight.
Mm-hmm. Did you do MySpace? Was MySpace in your life? I loved MySpace. Did you learn code for your MySpace? Like,
did I code?
Yeah. Did you learn to code it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did as well.
I used to have music or like other random things. I had my own website at one point. I actually wound up majoring in like web development.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Would you attribute it to MySpace?
I wouldn't not attribute it. Like, it was the first time I had ever messed around with code.
Yeah. It was became such a like, I don't know. Sometimes I like think back and I'm like, I need to harness the spirit that I had when I was in eighth grade. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to learn code because that's how I make my MySpace look cool.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, I can't figure out how this TV works. And I just like walk away. It's like,
too much.
Yeah. I'm just like, I couldn't look it up. And I just like leave.
Who has time for that?
No, can't even watch a fight. I don't even actually understand how I learned, because there wasn't, like, because I'm even a couple years older than you, like there wasn't even like a vast YouTube world to like look stuff up. So I had to like actually like forage for information. And now I literally like can't watch a 5-minute YouTube tutorial that tells me how to like do something on the computer.
I have no attention span.
It's ruined. I taught myself how to like edit an iMovie. Now I can't do any of that. It would be helpful. I can't figure out how to use TikTok. I can't teach myself. But back then, you like take that stuff on.
Yeah, I mean, you're just smarter. Like, it's funny because as a teenager, I feel like you're objectively stupider, but you're way better at learning.
100%. And you like don't have the stigma around being a beginner because you are young. So it's like, oh yeah, like I could learn that. I'm 16. Yeah. It makes perfect sense for me to be learning something. Whereas you're like, oh, I don't want to be 31 and learning how to skateboard. Or
yeah. Like, yeah.
Even though you can be 31 and learning how to skateboard.
You can.
And it's beautiful to be 31 and learning how to skateboard.
You better have health insurance.
That is true. The beautiful thing also about being 15 and learning how to skateboard is that you're on your parents' health insurance. Yep. When it inevitably goes south. You've tried softball. Were there any other sports?
I tried softball. I played basketball in like elementary, middle school, wasn't very good at it. Tried softball in middle school, wasn't good at it. I was great at hitting, but that was when I could manage to make contact.
Yeah.
So actually, I wound up being pretty good at discus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I wound up joining track and field my sophomore year. And I turned out I was like not bad at it.
That's cool.
So, yeah. I wound up finding a little bit of self-realization in the form of a slightly heavy metal disc.
Well, that's beautiful. I think this is a great time for us to pull up your photos. Go dig even deeper. We were talking a little bit about the crew, about extracurriculars. I'd love to know more about this photo here where you're with another young girl and you're wearing a silly hat.
My friend Julie, who is the TV editor at Vulture now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Look at you both. And we've got a date. I love when we have a date on the photo. That's October 4th, 2008. That's beautiful.
So 13 years ago.
Yeah. Like just about. Why are you wearing a like collage magazine top hat?
So those are all lottery tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. We were working. So we had a volunteer for school at like events all the time because it's a Catholic school. And we went to this, I think it was a nursing home, and we put on a carnival for the residents, and someone had like all scratch off lottery tickets, and I took their hat.
Okay. And that's how we got here.
And then we took a picture.
Did you and Julie stay friends throughout, or did you go separate ways and meet back again in New York?
No, we actually went to college together too.
Okay. Wow.
So we've really stayed in touch and very close for the last like 10 years at least.
She has an excellent jacket on in this photo. It's giving PacSun. There's a butterfly. There's
I think it's from PacSun.
There's a guitar on it, and she has a skinny scarf.
I know. It's like it's like you bottle it up. 2008. I'm wearing a Rolling Stone sweatshirt. I've never listened to them.
I was also I would wear sweatshirts of bands that I had I had listened to a song so that I could like functionally say I listened to them, like all my Ramones stuff. I'd be like, no, I like the Ramones.
Yeah. I like the Hey Ho song, not the Lumineers, so the Let's Go one.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. No, the Sex Pistols. I listen to it all the time. All right, let's take a look at this next photo. We've got another friend here. Is this one of the boyfriends?
No. That's my brother.
Oh, okay. No, then absolutely other direction.
That's my brother. I think I'm about 16 in this picture.
Loving the shirt. We've got a penguin shirt.
Great shirt.
Do you think this is emblematic of Teen Sam's fashion? Like, where would you put fashion wise, what was your influence?
So I think it's emblematic of like current day me fashion. Yeah. I love cute shit. I also love like semi butch tomboy shit. So like a mashup of something cute that's also like a baseball tee is something I would wear today.
Yes, we should say this is a baseball tee is that what this is called? That like
it's like a 3/4 sleeve like baseball tee.
Yes. Yeah, there's again like a skatery, PacSun-y element to the tee.
Yeah, my brother and I like 100% look like we're an indie pop duo.
You absolutely do.
Yeah, this is like a very late 2000s photo. I feel like this is like moving away from Hot Topic and getting into Urban Outfitters now.
Absolutely, and that was a huge transition that a lot of us had to make.
Huge.
It was the like emo to hipster pipeline.
Yes. Yeah. 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 The missing link is a beanie and a scarf.
Exactly. I'm glad that we solved that. Let's talk hair. What was your relationship with your hair at this time? Because you've got curly hair. You got short hair now. It's long.
Yeah.
In this picture.
I have really short hair now, and it's wavy, but it's not. You know, it's not curly like it was. I don't know why my hair stopped being that curly. I've had really different hair my whole life. Like when I was a kid, it was straight. And then by the time I was a teenager, it got curly. And then in my 20s, it got wavy and like stopped being like ringlets.
When did you go short?
I went short. So I've had different periods of short. I had a short hair period in college.
Classic time to have a short hair period.
Yep. Like 19 I had one as well. 21, I had the Bieber.
Yes, a classic. Yeah.
the classic Biebs. I don't think I included any photos of that because I was like 20.
Yeah. For a different podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Roast of my college self. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I cut it off again. I think in mid 2019.
And did you like straighten it as a teen at all, or were you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom used to like kind of pressure me to straighten it.
And like, did you enjoy doing that at all? Or
no,
no,
like... no. And then as an adult, I started straightening it because I liked it. But like, yeah, I don't think she, I think she preferred it straight.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel we talk about this a lot on the podcast, but like there really wasn't room for like curly hair talk at that time. Like the vibe was pin straight. Like again, yeah. Avril Lavigne, like it was straight. I always wanted to get my hair to be able to like flip out and have those little like spiky. I don't know. I feel like there was a version of the short pixie cut that had like little spiky flips.
Yeah,
and I always like, wanted to have that.
I feel like Veronica Mars had like a longer version of that.
Mm-hmm. Anna on the OC, I always think of as the example of that.
The way you have to cut your hair to get that is deranged.
And it's one of those things where it's like you are seriously styling it every day. But I didn't understand
just wear
that.
It flat.
And I wanted it desperately. And my hair is like thick and curly and like Cuban and Italian. And like, that was never going to happen, but oh God, I wanted it. I wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
All right. We've got one more photo. Let's take a look. What
that
do
is
we
me
have
in college.
Here?
That's okay. 19.
Okay. So you've made it to college. You have on a purple blazer.
Thrift store blazer.
Perfect. Okay, so where are you at in your teen Sam journey at this point? You made it to college. You have a guitar with you.
Yeah, so I'm at this point, I just started growing my hair out a little bit that I had cut. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm about 19. I think this is between freshman and sophomore year of college. And I'm still very much a baby.
Yes.
But, like starting to be more of like a person.
Are you out at this time or
yes.
Okay. At when
yes,
did that
I,
take place?
So I realized I was gay toward the end of my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And then I came out to everyone like the day after I graduated.
Did you feel like you just wanted the pressure of like not being in high school anymore?
Yeah. I just need this to be over.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of a thing where it's like, I mean, why drop this bomb in my life when I have to be with all these people every day when I could just do it kind of when I'm done being with them every day and then go to a new place?
I was like, why change who they think I am when I'm about to end this and go, yeah, exactly. And have a fresh start where I can, you know, be open.
Yeah. A lot of like, queer people that we've had on the roast have talked about that, like, it's kind of easier to just start out at your new place and be like, I'm just out from the beginning.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the coming out of it all in high school.
I was too afraid, even though I didn't realize it for a long time, like even when I did realize it, I only had a month or two left. And it was like a relatively conservative school. And, you know, even though things were a lot better than they had been 10 years ago, like it was still 2010, like it still wasn't like amazing.
Yeah,
so
like
I,
it was still pre like gay marriage and everything, so it's
yeah,
like,
it was like it gets better era.
Mm-hmm.
time. Like I just thought about it and was like, I'll wait. So like when I was going on senior week with my friends, I told them all.
Classic. Where did you guys go to senior week also?
Ocean City, Maryland.
The classic Ocean City. That's a I mean, I'm from Northern Virginia, so everybody did beach week. Yeah. Week was like, Ocean City, Maryland was like the major beach week. My group of friends like didn't get our shit together to go to beach week, but that's where most people went.
We had a wild time.
Who like got the alcohol? How did it all go down?
I basically just like figured out a way to get it. like someone's older brother. And then we just went down. We brought it all down from PA. Mm-hmm. Like, because there was no way in hell we were going to be able to get it down there.
How many in a house?
We had a big house. We had like 12 yeah. people in a house. And we were a party house. Like, we were one of the places that was hosting almost every night.
That's
so incredible. Like a lot of the kids in my class got like a nicer house, but like didn't have parties there, or like, so we just got like kind of a shittier one. And then like, just we're like, have at it.
When did alcohol come into your life? Like when did you start like partying with your friends?
So my freshman year, I started, drinking a little bit, and I smoked pot for the first time. And then I stopped. I don't really know why. I think I might've gotten caught by like one of my friend's parents, I stopped drinking did it my freshman year, and then sophomore, junior year, I didn't. And then senior year, I started partying again.
Yeah. And what was Teen Sam's drink of choice?
Honestly, probably like vodka and Gatorade, like something absolutely yeah. ridiculous.
Yeah.
Four Loko. By my senior year, it was Four Loko time.
Oh shit. Cause you would have had Four Loko in high school. Oh yeah. No. Cause it was my sophomore year of college. And even then, like, we were not equipped to have Four Loko in our lives.
It was the song of my senior year.
And it was such a short period of time that we actually had the original Four Loko. It was like one glorious year, or like 9 months even.
So I had it for a little longer because one of my uncles, I swear to God, one of my uncles decided that he loved Four Loko. This like grown 45, 50 year old man at the time no. just decided that it was his drink. Like, he would literally have it with dinner.
No, not with a meal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would have it with a meal. No, no. And he is also pretty rich. So he stocked up. When he found out they were going to stop making it, he bought every case in town he could find. And he kept them in his garage. And he had them for years.
That's insane. I remember we got like one case when we found out they were going to go. And my friend who had he was studying abroad and basically like missed Four Loko because of the duration of his study abroad. We saved him one because we were like, you can't come back and not have had one.
It's a cultural experience.
Yeah.
I can taste it.
The chalky that like, I always got the lemonade.
I always got one. Like, I think it was the pink can is the one I always got.
Was that watermelon or I remember that I could not abide the grape. The grape I could not.
I wasn't a chooser, you know.
There was something about grape that I couldn't. I stuck pretty much to lemonade, but yeah, it was. They still like have some fake ass version of it, but there's nothing like that original one. Where you would just like eyes roll back in your head, you're gone.
Like, you're going to jail.
Emily, one sip and you are on your way to jail. Like
I jumped out of a second story window on senior week Four Loko drunk.
Oh my gosh. Like
I mean, I was running because the cops showed up. I wasn't just like, guys, look. But
so you guys got busted during senior week as well.
I didn't.
There you go. We had one time my friends were having a party, and this was a party that I went to, and I got really bad vibes, and then I found out that they had said no drama kids were allowed at the party, and I had showed up. So
wait, that's such a funny rule.
They're like, no drama kids, and then I showed up and everyone was like, oh no. But that was a party where one of our friends got too drunk, so we like locked him upstairs. We're like, you got to go upstairs, dude. Like, you're too drunk. And he climbed out the window. And the next thing we saw was like his ass like dangling from the terrace. And we were like, nah! And like, we had to like get him down. And everyone was like, that was so crazy that he almost died. Because we locked him in a room. Yeah, and it was ultimately because they let the drama kids come to the party.
Why was that a rule? Did you guys always go too hard?
I think that the guy whose house it was, you know, I think it was more close to, we didn't do a cappella songs, but I think it's closer to that reason. I think that they just found us annoying and didn't want us to come to the party.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think it was for any cool reason. I think it was pretty much they were like, no, they're really annoying. We don't want them to come. But I didn't get the memo and I went and felt uncomfortable. All right. Our next segment, we're going to round things out here with some either ors. It'll help clear up our full picture of Teen Sam here. So first question, troublemaker or good kid?
Troublemaker.
So
I was a home angel school devil.
Okay. So what was your biggest trouble?
I never got into like anything massive that I'm like, that was my biggest. I just loved a prank.
Oh, that's wonderful. So did you do like a senior prank or would you just kind of prank indiscriminately around?
I would just do dumb things. Like I would pick a teacher that I decided to make fun of. And like there was this one teacher who I used to print out his face before Photoshop was accessible to me. I used to print his face out and then like just stick it on pictures of other people around the school. So you would like look and it would be like the boys' basketball team, but like they're all
he
him.
Was there.
Yeah. Just like really silly things like that.
I had a friend, Nick, who like, okay, so there was like a mean librarian classic. And we had to go to the library for something. And I guess the librarian had like a thing. She had a computer screen where you could see everybody else's computer screen. Mm-hmm. Like, so she could see what everyone was doing. And she got mad at him for playing like, I don't know, for like looking at some e-cards or something. Like it was some like very that's like so 2006 funny. Activity. Like
also, that's really good technology for 2006 to have.
Yeah,
that.
She had a thing that could see all of our screens and like see if we were like playing games or whatever. And he was playing games. So she got him in trouble. So he then went on the school's website and downloaded a picture of her and then made it his whole screen so that when she looked at her screen, one of the little screens was just her
herself. That's great. That's great.
And she really got mad.
Good for her. Good for him.
I always thought that was such a funny one.
That's a great one.
Really made me laugh. So pranks were your main trouble.
Yeah, I was chatty. And then I loved like a dumb stunt.
Wonderful. Okay. Mad at mom and dad or cool with mom and dad?
Depended on the day.
What were big flashpoints?
My mom was very overprotective. Like
no sleepovers type or?
No, she let me go to sleepovers if she knew the parents. But no, like when everyone got their license, like for the first year, I wasn't really allowed to ride with people unless she knew them very, very well. Like, once we were seniors, like people would drive down to Philly or whatever, like for like a concert or something. And I usually wasn't allowed to go. Like,
And you must have been like so fucking devastated.
Yeah, it was devastating to like not be allowed to go at my friends' places. But yeah, she was just a little bit, a little bit protective. So that was a flashpoint. And then my dad and I never really had any like, it's funny, my dad and I feel like have more like heated conversations now over politics, but in like high school we never had any flare-up.
Yeah, it is kind of, well, me and my dad fought because we're like similar, but there is sort of a thing between like a teen girl and her dad that's just like, hello sir, hello, ma'am. And you like walk by. It's like, yeah. We don't really have anything to say to each other. So goodbye.
No, I feel like we had a good relationship, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like I you know what? He really tried to bond with me over like guitar stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, cause he wasn't a guitarist, but he liked mm-hmm. Santana and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So he'd be like, oh, you got to watch Stevie Ray Vaughan live at Red Rocks with me. And I'd be like, all right.
All right. That's beautiful. Well, that's lovely. I love that. Yeah. Had a job. Yes or no?
Kind of, you know, I had one of those jobs, quote unquote, mm-hmm. Like I work for my aunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Doing she what? Runs a picture studio. So like she does Mother's Day and graduation photos and things like that. And I was her assistant on Saturdays.
Oh, so you would like help like pose the baby.
Set things up. Yeah.
Got it. Do you remember like what you used your money from your job for?
Yeah. Yeah. Concert tickets.
That's cool.
I remember explicitly like asking her one day if I could like take off a little early because my friends were going to pregame before the Big D concert, you know, like she was very cool. She was just mm-hmm. like she wouldn't buy me alcohol, but she was mm-hmm. like, you know, the kind of aunt where it's like, hey, kids do what you do. Like, I don't want to know, but, you know, like have fun, whatever.
Yeah. She's not going to ask you too many questions or like,
yeah,
be telling stories on you back to mom.
Yeah. No.
All right. We already answered this question. Partier, straight edge. You said that you're a partier.
Yeah.
Sex, I went yes or no?
Phases.
Phases of partying. Sex, yes or no?
No. I lost. I didn't have sex till I graduated.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, because you said you didn't come out until.
Yeah, no, I was pretty much asexual through high school. As far as like, I was not interested sexually mm-hmm. in things.
Did you like tell your friends you had crushes on people, or did you just not broach the yes. subject at all?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I would like pick someone.
Mm-hmm.
Be like,
and
then
be like,
that
oh no,
guy,
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, like, oh, he's cute, I guess.
Beautiful. Okay, wonderful. That's perfect. All right, Sam, I've got two more questions for you.
Let's do it.
Number one, do you remember any big rumors, scandals, pieces of gossip, or happenings from your high school? This can be while you were there, before you were there, after, any high school or middle school intrigue.
Any drama? There was one kid who lied about being friends with a Disney Channel star and went as far as to Photoshop themselves into pictures with them. And the funniest thing was, it was not the star of the show. It was like one of the sidekicks.
I guess he was like, this is a more believable.
Yeah.
Like they were trying to strategize the lie. Do you remember how it came? I mean, was everyone just like, we don't believe you, or was the Photoshop?
No, I remember at one point being like, oh, that's cool. And then like the story started to fall apart.
Mm. It does. It always, what doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash. It'll True. Always come crashing down around you.
Yep.
Oh, that poor kid. He probably like thinks about that, like wakes up in a cold sweat being like,
oh,
oh
God,
God,
yeah. And it's, you know, the person's lovely person. It's just 14-year-olds are psychotic.
Yeah, 14-year-olds are completely insane. Like, I fully pulled a, like, I have a boyfriend in Canada, like, when I was in, like, 7th grade. And it's, like, I will still wake up and be like, I wonder if the kids from my bus remember that I did that. I, like, had a necklace that I was, like, he gave me this necklace. It was, like, from my dad.
That's so funny. That's great.
So sad. All right. We've got one final question. This is our sappy question, our sentimental question. If you could talk to teen Sam today, what would you tell her?
I don't know. I kind of wish teen Sam could talk to me now. I feel like she had it. I feel like, honestly, like, you know, she had it together in different ways than me. Mm-hmm. And she was a mess in different ways than me.
Yeah. So you'd like to just actually sit down and chat, and you wouldn't really.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have a moment together.
I think we could learn from each other.
That would be beautiful. Help you reconnect with that, like, I'm going to do whatever I can learn this energy that we were talking about.
That's, I think that that would be really, really good for me to hear right now. And I think that she probably needs to hear that things are going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for doing the episode. This has been so much fun. Why don't you let all of our listeners know where they can find you, watch your stuff, where, I don't know, direct them where you would like them to be directed.
Great. I have an album that you can listen to on all streaming services called Logging Out. Mm-hmm. And then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Samly Matters, SamlyMatters.
Wonderful, guys. And as always, you can see the photos from this episode on my Instagram when the episode comes out. That's at Pandalise, PANDALISE. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review the pod. And until next time, this has been the Roast of Your Teenage Self podcast.